it seemed that it was mere minutes that James Harden, after those reports are out there, he wanted to shut down those reports, but also let it be known that, oh, if he doesn't want to stay here, well, I'm not leaving. If Russell Westbrook doesn't want to be here, I get it. But I'm not just going to be that guy that's just going to run away with him. If he wants to do that, I was here at the beginning. I want to be here until the bitter end. Because Russell Westbrook knows this is a rebuild when it comes to the Houston Rockets. And at 31 years of age, he doesn't want to go through it again. He went through it Oklahoma City post Kevin Durant, where he was the face of that franchise. They were in a rebuild mode. They did get to the playoffs a couple of times. But at 31 years of age, he doesn't want to go through that again. So I understand that. But Russell Westbrook, by the way, he's Ian Fitzsimmons. I'm Freddie Coleman. I'm Freddie Ian Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80. Weigh in at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you had to choose, which one would you choose? Would it be James Harden or Russell Westbrook? 888-729-3776. Russell Westbrook may want out, according to these reports. Brother, it ain't going to be that simple, especially when you have 3 years left in your deal where you're going to get paid $134 million. The least amount of money you're going to make in a year between now and the end of your contract is going to be at least $41 million. He may want out, but it's going to be very difficult to match up those kind of salaries. And being the kind of personality that he has been, as much as I love Russell Westbrook, he is not the easiest guy to play with. Are you going to bring that guy to a veteran team where they got to deal with that, or to a young team where you think he's going to be a leader and he may not be the kind of leader you need to get your young team to another level in the NBA?
What did you make of this comment from The Athletic? According to The Athletic, quote, Westbrook has informed team officials that he has been uneasy about the team's accountability and culture and wants to join a team where he can have a similar role to his prior floor general role in OKC.
Yeah, because that offense team, that he tried to make it work. Mike D'Antoni tried to make it work. That kind of offense does not fit a guy like Russell Westbrook.
And you have two guys that want the ball in their hands at all times.
Well, you can have two guys wanting that, but there has to be a dedication in terms of labor. And that's not the kind of offense that they run in Houston. Whoever's hot gets the ball. And Mike D'Antoni was going to trust James Harden being in that system a lot longer than Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook may have thought he should have been accorded a little bit more leeway when it comes to having his hands on the ball more. That was never going to happen with the Houston Rockets.
I'm curious. I mean, now I'm not – well, curious in the word. I'm fascinated to see how this whole thing plays out.
Me too.
Because as you mentioned, it's going to be very, very hard. I mean, difficult isn't the word.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take an extraordinary amount of, you know, just some brilliant minds to have the money match up to try and work out a trade for Russell Westbrook.
With $141 million left in those 3 years, good luck to you. And that's being counted a 25th power. That's got to try to work that out if you can make
that work.
Forget
a three-team deal, right? I mean,
three. You need half of the NBA to match up those kind of contracts.
It's not going to be easy.